the set.
Camera speed.
Sound production, take one.
Action!
Welcome to the End of the Fangirls podcast. I'm Sam.
I'm Lexi, and we're two girls with the slight obsession of everything pop culture.
Today, we're doing what we were planning to do last week. We're talking about the back phone.
Yes.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you didn't watch last week's episode, though, we kind of just gave, like, or I gave a spoiler because you hadn't watched it yet. And I just said, I feel the movie's very, it's fine. And I think you kind of shared that statement now that you've seen it. So we are going to talk about it and kind of discuss why it's just fine.
Especially since it was just so hyped up. Don't get me wrong. I think it's like a good, it's a different version of horror that we haven't seen in a while. But it's not, I got very much Lovely Bones vibes.
I can see that.
Especially because I think it was because it was taking place in the 70s and like, but it kind of was.
Yeah, I don't know. It just, coming from Stephen King's son, I expected something a little scarier.
Or extravagant.
Like, yeah. Then again, it's based off, if you didn't know, it's based off of like a 32-page book. So I don't really see how there's much to make from that. I think it really could have been a short film and been good, if not maybe better, because I did feel like it dragged at times, and I think that
the
was a
whole
bit
first half, I'm gonna be honest, I didn't pay attention to.
Weird, because I think the first half was my favorite part.
Just them talking, like,
because I think
much
it was
happened.
Just, I know, but I think it was just the suspense of like, when is it gonna happen, like when is he gonna encounter it all, like all of that. Also, I just love 70s and 80s decade pieces, so I kind of just got to enjoy that.
That's fair.
I don't really know how we're doing this. Are we gonna like kind of go beat by beat? Are we just gonna discuss it? I feel like we kind of have to go a little bit beat by beat to discuss it. But
yeah, just I feel like the first half you can quickly sum up.
Yeah.
So basically the movie starts out with a baseball game, which Finney's pitching, and this boy, I think his name was Bruce.
Yeah, another player, Bruce Yamada. Okay. I think they just call him Yamada a lot, don't they?
Couldn't tell you.
I don't remember.
So Finney's pitching to Bruce, and Finney's team's about to win the game, but then Bruce hits a
home run.
Maybe a home run.
I forgot what it was.
Home run? Okay. Against Finney, and they lose the game. And Finney's kind of like an outcast. He tends to get bullied a lot in school. So Bruce is like riding around on his bike the next day or later in the day. And a black van pulls up and he winds up getting kidnapped. You don't really see it, but obviously.
Yeah.
You see a black van.
I think it's like, seen like in like a blurry kind of shot. You just kind of see the van pull up, the guy get out, and then
so this isn't the first kidnapping that's happened.
No, this is like one of many.
Okay,
did they ever say that? Sorry.
Well, I thought there was like a lot of boys, but I think there was only 5.
You might be right.
Right? Did you get the vibe that it was, like, the whole town?
Yeah, with, no, like, but I think abducted? Ultimately it ends up being, like, 7.
It's probably between 5 and 7, I think.
I think it ends up being 7 because when the other kid gets kidnapped and Finney.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I think, I know when we see, spoiler alert, the graves at the end, like, there's, I think, at least 5 or 7 there. He gets
So
so much like doesn't happen here.
No,
like,
a lot
really not
happen.
A lot.
So we also see at this point that Finney has a sister Gwen, and they
Gwen.
Oh my god.
Gwen is the star of this movie. I can't wait to talk about her.
She is. Finney and Gwen live with a drunk abusive dad, and their mother died of suicide. And we find out that Gwen has dreams, and like they're freakishly real, because she has a dream of a black van with black.
So we don't find that out yet, though.
Just kidding.
Yeah. Okay. First, they see a fight at the school between this kid named Moose and Robin Ariano. Ariano, I think, is his last name.
Sure.
I think so, because I think I thought his last name was Ariana. Just from, like, hearing them say it in the movie.
Yeah.
Anyway, he is super, like, skilled at fighting, all that, and he ends up, like, actually being, like, friends with Finny. Mm-hmm. Like, Finny tutors him, all that, so he ends up, like, saving Finny from being bullied in the bathroom, all that. And he ends up going missing, right? Is that right here? Oh, wait, no. No,
they might have went to school.
So, yeah, we meet him, and then the detectives come to the school, and that's when we find out Gwen has the dreams. I watched this movie, like, 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, something like that. Apologies.
I watched it last night.
Yeah, so you should be carrying this, man.
I told you I didn't pay attention during the first half. It's
okay.
A little slow.
It's okay. It was. But yeah, so that's where she says she has dreams, relating to the missing children. But she can't, like, explain why she has them, what's going on in them. But the police think she has something to do with it or know something, because they never mentioned anything about a black van or balloons or anything, but she seems to know about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Then the next scene we have is where we, like, really find out that their dad is abusive.
Yeah.
And I just want to talk about this scene because the freaking kid who plays Gwen is incredible here.
Yeah.
Her screams broke my heart. She acted that so well. I felt so uncomfortable and so sad. Like, I don't know what she's been in or if this is, like, one of her first roles, but she's incredible.
No, I looked this up, too, because I really liked her, and I can't remember.
I think that was, like, the main part of my review is just, like, how good she was.
Mm-hmm.
And she's only, like... Sorry, yeah, she's only been in a few movies. She was in a movie with McQueen, Hilary Burton. Love that for her. She was in The Mitchells and the Machines, which is a one that just came out. She was in Ant-Man. So, like, she's been in some stuff, but I think this is probably, like, her biggest...
Excuse me? No, she plays Bonnie in Toy Story 4.
I don't know if I've seen Toy Story 4.
Oh, Bonnie!
Who's Bonnie?
She's, like, the little girl that gets all of Andy's toys.
I haven't seen Toy Story 4. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It came out in 2019. I'm sorry. I was never a big fan of Toy Story.
The generational gap.
I'm sorry. I was a Disney girl, not a Pixar girl.
No, I was more Pixar.
Yeah, I was a Disney princess fan.
Fair, fair.
Anyway, yeah, she is... incredible. I don't know. I think she's like 12, maybe, like the actress.
She's not super old.
No, she's very young. She's great. But yeah, her father is hitting her because of the cops coming to his job and talking to him about Gwen and the dreams she's having. And he's telling her, like, no, you don't have these dreams. You're not crazy like your mom was and all that. Yeah, because their mom also had premonitions. I wanted more detail on that.
Yes.
I wanted to know a bit more about that. I wanted a lot more of a lot of things in this movie, though.
We will discuss that later.
Yeah. But then Robin Ariano, still don't know how to say his last name, he gets grabbed. Oh, wait, maybe this is the scene that I'm talking about where it goes all blurry and you just see his bike go because he's about to go fight the guy, and then he gets kidnapped.
Okay.
And we don't see it.
Did you get the vibe from this scene that they were working together?
I thought he was going to be revealed to be his son.
I, like, just the way that it was, because he, like, knew where he was, I felt like.
Yeah.
Robin?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it was, like, a weird thing. I don't know if it's because of the way it was shot and the way he just, like, kind of casually walked over to the grabber. Yeah. Like, it didn't seem like he was scared, which is probably, like, a part of his character, but, like, I don't know. I was expecting, like, a big reveal there, and it obviously didn't happen.
Yeah, I guess, just like you said, because he is, like, a fighter, like, thought, like, maybe he could escape this and, like, take on, like, a bigger challenge than, like, his stupid kids in school. But, obviously, that did not go according to plan.
Yeah. But, yeah, this is, like, all when the parents start finding out that he disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Then the bullies go after Finny again, but this time Robin's not around to help him. So Gwen steps in and hits the kid in the head with a rock.
Yeah, Gwen! And
there's also a review that I liked, and it said, shit, where is it? Oh my god, where is it? Someone said, if the grabber had kidnapped Gwen and said the movie would be over in 5 minutes, she would absolutely demolish him with zero help. That is my favorite review. Because so I'm true. Like, yeah, she absolutely would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for her.
She'd rock that bitch. But yeah, she ends up getting hit too. And then the bullies continue getting on Finny. But then later on, he gets to talk to his crush in the science lab, which is cute. They become science partners, but that's kind of, you know, ill-fated. And then, yeah, Gwen is going to her friend's house for the night, and Finny is walking home, and he bumps into the grabber. The grabber pops out of his van, has balloons, wants to show him a magic trick. It was so creepy to me. Like, somehow they managed to make this very real.
I like, need to go do some research of when serial killers, like, when was, like, William Casey? Hold on.
Okay. I don't know what you're trying to look up, but.
That clown killer.
John Wayne Gacy.
Jane, thank you.
Like, who the hell are you talking about, man? I thought you were talking about, like, someone who was kidnapped.
Nah. 1972 to 1978. This was, when did this take place?
78.
I'm sure they had TV in Colorado. Like, I'm sure this was all over the news.
Oh, yeah.
Granted, your father was abusive and probably didn't teach you much, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Plenty of parents in towns were talking about it.
Also, dude just looked creepy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Ethan Hawke, I love you, but, like, if you came up to me and asked me to do a magic trick while you're dressed like this, I would have ran away from you, personally. Also, if you're jumping out of a black van, not gonna talk to you. Sorry.
Sprinted. And, like, he decides to look in the van as well.
Yeah. Because he's like, oh, are those black balloons? Are you that attracted by a black balloon?
Yeah. Like, why would you say it out loud?
Not to diminish Finny. I'm so sorry. I know we shouldn't be making jokes. But, like, man. If all these kids are getting grabbed around town, wouldn't you be a little more cautious?
Yeah.
Like, if he was the first one, I'd understand.
Yeah.
Or if he was a lot younger, I'd understand. But you're old enough to know what is happening. Be careful.
Yeah.
But the way, like, he is grabbed is so scary. Just, like, the balloons all of a sudden just, like, grabbing him and just, like, him being shoved in. Like, it's terrifying. It happens so quick. Ugh. It gave me so many chills. Like, I just, like, throughout the movie, like, not even being scared, I just, like, wanted to cry because I'm just, like, this is so just, like, terrifying. Just, like, the real-world aspect of it is so scary. Doesn't help that the acting is very good in this movie.
Yeah. Was the grabber wearing his mask at the time or no? They weren't really shooting his face. They shot a lot from behind.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Okay.
He
wore a lot of masks.
I know. I'm going to look it up and see if I can figure that out, but I don't remember. Okay, yeah, he just has sunglasses on and a hat.
Okay.
So, like, you do see him.
But not his full face. Which we'll get to that in a little bit. towards
yeah.
the end. He always has something on his face.
Yeah, I was trying to remember. I'm like, I feel like we do see his face there, but I can't remember because I know he's not wearing the mask because the mask is yeah. creepy. So like, he wouldn't be getting anybody if he was wearing the mask.
That is true.
But yeah, so he gets got, and then he wakes up, or sorry, then Gwen finds out that he went missing.
No. Well, no, yeah, I guess so. She gets the phone call from her dad, like, oh, well, have you seen Finny? And she's like,
And this part kind of irked me, because she just runs out of the house and starts biking home. I'm like, girl, your brother just got taken. Maybe don't go anywhere alone right now.
But, like, also, it's the theme of the boys. I feel like the girls
are
pretty safe.
True. I still personally wouldn't be going anywhere alone. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't blame you.
Is there anything else that happens here, or does this just go straight into the basement?
I think go straight into the basement.
Okay. Did you start paying attention here?
I started to pay a little bit more attention.
Okay. Do you want to kind of, like, lead us where we go? Because I have notes up, but I feel like since you watched it the most recently...
But I really don't remember.
Oh my gosh. This is the worst review ever, man.
Hold on.
You know what? I feel like we can sum up this movie so quick. It's just a matter of talking about the things that we liked and disliked.
Yes.
Because really, there isn't a lot that happens.
No, there's really not. Can I just, like, quickly sum up what happens in the basement? Because I feel like it literally could take 5 seconds. So, basically, from here on out, Then he gets thrown in the basement, and there's a black phone, and he looks up at it, and the grabber's like, don't bother, that phone hasn't worked since I was a child.
Also, we should probably mention, the grabber is, like, kind of, like, I don't know how to word this. He's not, like, nice to Finny, but, like, he's like, you were my favorite. I was thinking about letting you go, like, playing that card with him,
mm-hmm.
and you think he's, like, genuine, but, like, he very obviously isn't.
He's not.
But, like, it's a very creepy aspect to it.
Yeah.
And then, also, that's kind of what sets off the grabber, because he's like, what's your name? And Finny gives him a fake name, and then he throws a newspaper at him, and I'm just like... Like,
how stupid can you be?
Yeah. He's like, I was thinking about letting you go, and then he slams the door, and I'm just like, okay. Yeah. Anyway, continue.
So, I'm just going to go through what happens in the basement first for the most of it, and then, like, I'll add the little pieces into what happens. So, Finny is just chilling in the basement, and all of a sudden, this phone rings, and he knows, like, this phone's not supposed to ring, it's not connected, it's not supposed to work. So, he picks it up, and it's Bruce talking to him, which Bruce is...
The kid who was doing the... Oh, is Bruce not the kid with the, who was in the baseball?
No, I guess it was, but there was definitely some dude about the paper boy.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Okay, so this is Bruce. So Bruce is the guy from the baseball game, and he is giving a tip to Finny that there's a spot on the floor where he could start digging his way out. I think I'm more shocked that this kid actually dug a hole.
Can I also talk about the fact that it says here he spends his time digging and flushing the dirt down the toilet? Would the grabber not get a little suspicious when he hears the toilet flush every, like, 5 minutes?
It's soundproof.
Right.
The whole entire room is soundproof.
I forgot about that.
Don't you think he would have heard him just... banging away.
Yeah, true. I forgot about that. Yeah. Give me a break. It's been a while.
So, forgot to mention, the entire room is soundproof, and it was soundproofed by the driver.
Yeah, you should have mentioned that.
Sorry. I apologize. So he starts digging this hole, which inevitably, it's going to get you to the ground of the house. You're in a basement. I don't really know where he thought he was digging.
I was going to say maybe he'd, like, get out somehow, but you'd still have to get through the foundation of the house.
And like, it's not even just dig a hole through the dirt and up through the dirt.
I'm thinking, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, maybe he could do that. It would take a while. But then I'm like, no, you still have to get through the foundation of the house and everything. Like, that ain't gonna work.
Yeah. So Finny's working on this hole. And then if we flash to Gwen having a dream about Bruce's childhood. And
you see his, like, interest in baseball and all that.
Yeah, which I thought was a little random. Just, like, the baseball story. Like, when you show more about...
Yeah, I thought there was going to be, like, more of a, like, emphasis on baseball or something.
Yeah.
Considering that was, like, literally the opening scene. But I guess it was just to introduce Bruce.
Yeah, I guess so. So, Gwen's still having dreams. Then, the next morning... Or night. I feel like I don't really know what time of day it is ever.
No, I think that's maybe, like, to really immerse you in it. Because, like, I don't think Finny really knows either. Like, he has one little tiny window.
But he can at least see sunlight.
Okay, but I'm just saying. I think it's to give you that creepy aspect. Okay. Gosh.
So, he brings him food.
Yeah.
And is this the point where he asks his name or no?
I think so.
Let me double check on that.
It's like pretty early.
No, it's not.
Oh.
It's after.
Okay.
Right. I thought it would be one of the first things you would ask the child, but it's okay.
Also, another thing, maybe I'm just being very nitpicky, you know.
Uh-huh.
He already has you. Why wouldn't you just say your name?
That is so true.
Like, that was my first thought. I'm like, I know it's probably scary, but, like, I would just tell him my name.
Yeah.
What's the worst he's going to do? Take you? He's already got you.
Exactly. Fair.
I don't know. Just little moments.
Serial killer 101.
Again, don't lie.
You need to earn the killer's trust.
Like, maybe it's being very nitpicky. These are literal children in this movie. But, like, just some things. I guess it's just because, like, we have an adult perspective on this rather than a kid's perspective. So, take our, apparently, criticism with a grain of salt. Maybe I would do the same thing if I was in his position as a kid. I don't know.
That's true. Okay, so back into the basement. The grabber brings some food, and he leaves the food, and he walks out. But he doesn't lock the door this time. So, like, obviously, if you're locked in this basement, you're thinking, oh, shit, I can get out. But then the phone rings again, and this is when Billy, the paper boy, calls, and Penny answers the phone. And he's like, don't go through the door. Like, this is part of his game. He wants you to come up. And is this where, like, the naughty boy stuff happens?
I think so. Oh, the grabber will be waiting upstairs with him for him with a knife.
With a knife. Okay. So this is, like, the grabber's way of, like, trying to see if Finny's trusting him. Because obviously, like, any person, if the door's unlocked, you would run. But, like, if you think about it more, you're like, oh, shit, this might be a trap.
Yeah.
So that's what Billy was doing. But Billy also said that there is a cable that he hid, I think in the wall.
Yeah.
Or left it. Yeah. In the crack in the wall. So Finny uses it to try to get to the window in the basement. But there's, like, a bars in front of it. So he can't really, like, fully escape. So he winds up tying it to the grate on the window, and he winds up getting up there, starts pulling at this crate thing, and the crate falls, Finny falls, and he has now no way of getting to said window. Yes. And then
of this is intertwined with Gwen's dreams.
Dreams, yeah.
Which just makes me want a Gwen spinoff.
I'll talk about that more later. So the police are still talking to Gwen at this point because obviously they realize that, like, she knows something. They don't know how she knows it, but like her dreams are telling her something.
Yeah.
So they wind up going through the neighborhood, and they knock on this house. And I forgot why they knock on this particular house. I felt like there was
he's doing his own investigation.
Oh, is that... they knew that?
I guess.
Really?
Yeah, it says here the detectives go around town to a neighborhood and speak to a man named Max who is doing his own investigation on the kids.
There was another reason they were in that neighborhood. I don't
I
remember
don't
why.
remember though.
I think it was because at some point they do mention
Is
that they
this
must
maybe
have a
why
garage.
because Gwenny was saying, or Gwen, sorry, was saying that Billy was delivering papers with his dog, and maybe she like saw the neighborhood and she's kind of just like
Oh,
around here.
maybe.
I don't know.
There
Just
was
whatever. They end
also
up at the door.
there was something mentioned also. I don't remember what part of the movie that they think that the driver has a garage for easy access and to not have keep the van hidden, because obviously who's if you see
Yeah.
a big black van, like
Yeah, where is he keeping that?
so
Did
I
we
think
ever
they
figure that
narrowed it
out?
down to like a garage. They must have a garage. So that's why they picked this neighborhood. So I think they started knocking on doors and they knocked on Max's door
But
and they're
also,
like, oh, are you
wouldn't
here
she
about
notice a black van driving into the neighborhood anyway? Or are they keeping it at like a garage, kind of like a.
I couldn't tell you.
Too many plot holes, I want more.
I know. So Max is like, oh, are you guys doing an investigation on the grabber? And then he kind of invites them in the house, and he has this whole entire serial killer board, like
Oh, it's
every
so
true crime
Riverdale.
fan does. And he's like, well, they have to be in this area, and this is why, and this is why. And at this point, we're seeing the cops leave, and Max is like looking at this board, and then all of a sudden the camera goes down, and we see that Finney is held in Max's basement. And I was like, come again? Why are we in Max's basement? So that was like red alert number one. I was like, this something's not fully adding up here.
Okay, but like, what if I said I thought that was just a really cool cinematography?
Oh no, it was. I was
No,
a
that's
little
literally all I
confused.
thought it was. I'm like, oh, that's just a really cool scene transition. It took me a second. And I'm like, oh,
No,
wait, maybe there's
yeah.
something going on here.
At first, I thought it was a scene transition as well, and then I was like, oh no, I think he's really in his basement. I was like,
Yeah.
why? Why?
I think it's because I think you can hear like voices or something. Maybe. And that's maybe why I'm just like, oh, wait, maybe there's something more. This is when the grabber asks Finny his name.
Yes, and this freaking idiot says some stupid ass name, and of course the grabber has the paper. Like, granted, he was drugged. Do you really think you were taking to towns over? Like,
Yeah.
you don't think they'd get the local paper? And I think local papers in the state of Colorado would all have
Also,
this.
just like. For some reason, in every true crime I've watched, every movie that I've watched based on this kind of thing, the kidnapper always has the paper from where the person they kidnapped is
Yeah.
from for some reason. So, like, why wouldn't, yeah.
I don't know,
I
ma'am.
don't know why that's a trope in these kind of movies, but it's kind of strange, but anyway.
Yeah, so
I like that
obviously.
we're arguing with, like, the logic of, like, a 12-year-old.
Am I arguing the logic of a 12-year-old or just how stupid people were back then? But you know what?
Maybe both.
I feel like true crime documentaries were not a thing back then. We are more
True.
educated
True.
now.
True that.
So Finney lies, and then the grabber tash throws the newspaper, and he's like, now I can't trust you. I was really starting to like you, whatever.
I almost let you go.
Yeah.
It's the way he delivers that line that's like, ugh, I don't like it.
So then the grabber leaves, and the phone rings again. And this time it's the boy named Griffin, which I don't really remember much about Griffin. But oh, this was freaky. Things started to move in this room when Griffin answered the phone. And I was like,
Yeah.
oh, okay, so Griffin spirit's in here. We're not fucking around anymore. and Griffin is telling him, like, he's waiting upstairs for you. And but there's a lock on the storm door and you can get out. And the combination is over here, and the ghost kind of shows him where it is. And it's like the numbers 23317. And Finney's like, okay, but like, is it 23317 or And Griffin's
I think around this point, I spent... Sorry, what?
Griffin was like, you have to try all the combinations. I can't remember.
Yeah. Around this point, I think I was focusing more on trying to remember those numbers because I thought it was going to be important. And it just, like, I kept playing in my head. I'm like, 23, 317. And I, like, kept just repeating it. And then I forgot it in, like, 5 minutes. So I would have died for sure.
So... Yes, so this is when we first find out about the game called Naughty Boy, and Griffin's like, this is a game that he likes to play with his victims. First off, we had no idea what Naughty Boy is. We had to go look, we had ideas. Yes, but the context now makes more sense when you see Ethan Hawke just chilling in the in a chair with his
looking
shirt off.
Looking like a dominatrix. It's...
Yeah. I was like, what
is
going on?
In this context? No, but like any other time, maybe. Maybe if he's not the grabber. Maybe if he's just Ethan Hawke.
I was just really confused. I was like, okay.
No, that like went up and I'm just like, oh. Okay. Hi.
Yeah. It was just out of context. You're like, oh, okay.
Okay.
And then in context, you're like,
wow, this
is missing something.
Yeah. Also, I think this movie has just sparked the biggest Ethan Hawke thirst fest, because Letterboxd literally made a fan cam of him. They're going wild. I love it.
I didn't see this, but I'm now going to look this up after. Stop. I love that.
They made a whole fan cam. It's amazing.
Stop. So, it's incredible. So, Griffin tells him that the driver's asleep, like, go upstairs now, but you have to make sure you're super quiet. So, he goes upstairs. And he tries all the combinations. And, of course, like, he's yanking at this lock on the screen door, like, the storm door. So, like, it's making noise. So, he finally finds the combination. He unlocks it. And then, we forgot to mention, there's a dog in this house. Yeah. It's not a little friendly dog. It is a mean dog that barks a lot. So, of course, Finney opens it, and the dog starts barking, and the grabber wakes up. So, Finney starts sprinting for his life.
Yeah.
Of course, there was no outrunning the grabber. He whipped that van out so fast.
Yeah.
And obviously the grabber.
It's so hard to watch. I'm just like.
Yeah.
Just go. Just let me.
For real. So the grabber obviously tackles him, and neighbors start to turn on their lights. And the grabber's like, if you scream, I will slit your throat. And obviously, Finney finally being smart decides not to scream. And
I hate these kind of scenes though, where like they're so close, but like, you know, logically they can't get away.
Yeah.
And it's just like, ugh.
So.
Also, does this movie feel ridiculously long to you?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. And it's not that long.
It's an hour and 43 minutes. And I was like an hour in, and I was like, I think I watched 3 hours.
Yeah, no, it feels very, very long. And it's like a typical movie length for like this kind of movie.
So I turned this movie on at 9:43 last night, and I was like, okay, perfect. I'll be done by 11. Not doing my math correctly. It's like, oh, I still have 20 minutes left of this movie. Fine. It was fine. So at this point, the neighbors shut off their lights, and the grabber obviously takes Finney back down to the basement. Now, at this point...
I would have been screaming the whole way I was running, personally.
Right!
Anyway.
Okay. So then, Finney gets in the basement again, and the phone rings another time. And this time, it is a guy named Vance Hopper, which Finney has heard about him before. He's, like, the badass kid. Like, I would say he's a little Robin-ish, but maybe elevated.
Okay.
He always got into fights. He always got into trouble. And in his flashback, we see him playing pinball. And he gets into a fight after because some guy messed up his game. And he's getting put into the cop car. And then we see Gwen in the cop car. Or go in the cop car. And Gwen's, like, obviously, like, really confused. And then whatever Vance is telling Finney on the phone is what Vance is telling Gwen in the cop car. And the cop car is not taking Vance to the jail. It's taking him to the grabber's house. And this is where she first sees... Is this where she sees the house with the number?
Yes. Yeah. She sees the number and then she rides her bike through the area later.
Yes. Okay, so the house number is
And that's when the
7441.
jump scare comes to the freaking kids.
Yeah. So she's riding down her bike and she's looking through the house numbers, and she this five dead kids pop up and she falls on her bike. And then she gets back up and she looks and they're no longer there, but she stands up and she's right in front of the grabber's house, or the house that she's seeing in her dreams. She doesn't know like if it is the grabber's house, but she's seen it
Yeah.
in her dreams and he's standing in front of it with her the black balloons. That's great. But okay, then also, Vance tells Finny that there is, if you start digging at this wall, you'll get through all the sheetrock, and there's a freezer on the other side. And if you can unscrew it, you can get out into the freezer and escape that way. How this boy just took the toilet seat cover and started chiseling away.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, what? First off,
There's so much that goes on.
yeah. But so he winds up
So
chiseling
much and
away.
yet nothing.
You know what? We're getting to.
We're getting to the juicy stuff.
But hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
'Cause it all clicked later.
Okay.
So he gets to the back of the freezer and he can't open it. So he unscrews something that's in the toilet and it helps him open it up and he gets inside the freezer. But the freezer is locked, so he can't actually get out from the other side. So there goes that plan, kibosh. So then he starts crying because he thinks he's going to die, which I don't know why he didn't come to that realization sooner, but
Yeah.
you know what? It's okay. So then the phone rings one last time and it's Robin again. And Robin's like, you're not gonna die. You're gonna fight this time. Like, this is preparing you to fight.
I did like this
This
part.
was it was very uplifting.
Yeah, it gave me very much Karate Kid
Yeah.
vibes too.
Yes. And
Maybe that's just because the kid who plays Robin kind of looks like the original Karate Kid.
I could see it.
I think it's the bandana
Yes, it is.
and the wife beater, yeah.
So Robin's like, you have to stand up for yourself this time. And he's like, how am I going to do this? So Robin's like, take the phone, unscrew it, and fill it with dirt and use it for your weapon. And he tells him like how to fight, how to throw a punch, and he's trying to teach him. He's like, you're going to win this. You're going to stand up for yourself this time. So then at this point, Gwen's contacting the detectives because she's like, I know where he is. I know where they are, and we have to go there now. So the detectives get this call and they're obviously start rushing to the car. Then we flash back to Max, which Max is the only scene we saw of him was looking at his little serial killer board.
Yeah.
And now he's contemplating it more. And he starts looking. And he's like, maybe, can it be? So this boy finally decides to go down to the basement. And the door unlocks. And Finney's like, who is it? And it's Max.
Yeah.
And Max, like, oh my God, how did I not know this? I was like,
Yeah,
because
why
you
wouldn't
are
you
literally
ever?
stupid.
Yeah, why wouldn't you have ever tried to go in the. Why wouldn't you have, like, kind of been like, why is my brother keeping the basement locked?
Yeah.
Like, why isn't that a little bit
It was like
sus?
off limits all the time.
Yeah, so wouldn't you kind of be like, that's weird?
Yes. So at the when. I don't really know what the point. It also flashes to. So there's three things going on. Max going towards the basement, Gwen calling the detectives, and the grabber's going to get supplies. I think he's.
I think that
I
was
think
when he
this
was.
is going to kill Finny.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're in the basement. Max is like, I knew this. Finny's like, please just let me go. Max took too long contemplating whether he should go down or not because the grabber axed him in the head.
My God, no. I literally saw him coming. I'm just like, oh fuck, are they gonna do this? And they fucking do it.
They really did it.
Put it like a pick. Is it a pickaxe or is it an actual axe?
No, it's an actual axe.
Yeah, and they just right in the head, and I'm just like,
yeah,
oh,
right in that.
Because up until this, there hasn't been like any like extreme like violence or gore or anything. So like that happened, and I'm just like, oh, okay,
yeah,
interesting.
Yeah, the ruthless.
Yeah.
So also, the cops wind up going to the house. They find the house with Gwen, and they go inside, and they realize it's abandoned, and they're like, "What is this chick talking about?" So the cops, they're about to exit the house, and one of them realizes, like, "Oh wait, there's a basement," because I think it's like hidden behind something.
Yeah.
But that the door handle pops out a little bit, so they go downstairs and you could see the graves of all 5 or 6 boys that were killed. And
yeah,
there's one grave that's freshly dug and no body in it yet. So we go back to the Finney and the Grabber. And the Grabber is like, "My brother was so stupid, blah, blah, blah." And Finney is ready to fight. He's like, "I'm getting out of this." So he did what Robin told him, and this boy fights. And it was a little Home Alone-ish. He set all these booby traps.
Oh, yeah.
But, so what happens is, the Grabber goes at Finney with the axe.
Oh, the dog is down here, too.
Yes, the dog is down here.
Yeah, that's important.
The Grabber goes out Finney with an axe. Finney ducks, and he runs. He hid the hole underneath the ground with a rug. Is that correct?
Yeah, and that's another thing. Why did the Grabber leave a rug and everything down here?
Yeah.
Like, why is there so much in this basement?
But it's interesting how it all got there. Because in reality, it's only a mattress and a toilet.
Yeah.
So.
And I don't know.
He falls into this hole that Finney dug. He puts the crate in there, and when he falls into the crate from the window, he falls and breaks his ankle, so he is stuck in there now.
Yeah.
And the phone starts ringing, and the phone starts ringing, and I think this is the point where Finney hits him with the phone, and his glasses and his hat come flying off, and his mask or something, whatever he's wearing, and the Grabber is, like, terrified. He's, like, holding his hands up to his face, because I guess, like, no one has seen his face, or...
Yeah.
I don't really know what the point was. I mean, I get the point of the mask, but him showing his face...
Yeah.
I don't really understand that.
Because we don't see it, do we?
His face.
So maybe I guess we saw earlier in the thing, like, when he was kidnapping
Finney. No, we might have... Hold on, I think
Because I just, like, with how much he wore the mask, like, I was expecting it to come off and him, like, have, like, burn marks or, like, have, like, half of his cheek missing or something like that. Like, have, like, some kind of, like, really grotesque kind of gore underneath it. Because, like, why was he so... dead set on it.
Oh no, we see it.
Yeah. It was weird. Because I'm like, buddy, he already saw your face when you kidnapped him.
Yeah.
And it's only the bottom half of his face that he likes to hide. Which is why I thought there was going to be some kind of like weird
thing. Yeah.
Body horror there. That was a really missed opportunity not to have there be some.
Oh wait. No, I think his face is just super bloody.
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay. So, Finney does this weird move and starts choking him with the phone cord, and the phone starts ringing again. And it's weird that it starts ringing, because I forgot to mention this before. Finney's like, "Why am I going to pack the phone with dirt? Like, it won't work anymore." And Robin's like, "It's okay, like, you're going to get out. Like, it doesn't matter, that's not going to work anymore." So the fact that the phone rang again was interesting.
Yeah, but I think that's just kind of like...
Yeah, I guess it's more of like, the grabber hearing it now.
Yeah. I don't know if Finny hears it. I think it's more... Wait, no, doesn't he give it to him and he's like,
yeah, for you? Yeah, he's like, it's for you. And it's all the kids that he killed talking to him.
And then
Finny snaps his neck, which... Yeah. Lovely. Yeah. And then...
Rip Ethan.
And then Finny grabs a steak from the freezer and uses it to distract the dog. So Finny obviously is like, oh, I'm free now. I'm going to get the fuck out of here. So then he unlocks the storm door and he walks outside. And across the way is all the cop cars and all the cops are going into the house to get the bodies from the basement. And Gwen's sitting on the front lawn and Gwen sees Finny walk out. And obviously, very super emotional reunion.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is really cute.
I know.
And then...
Okay, right here, were you expecting the grabber to actually come out and grab Finny again, though? Or was that just me? Like, no, I know he got his neck snapped, but, like...
No, I really thought Finny was, like, good.
Oh, no, I thought he was going to get shot again. But I also didn't expect Gwen to be sitting there. I'm like, oh, shit, this kid really is just, like, hopeless.
I didn't think he was hopeless, but I didn't think that the other house was right across the street. But you know what? It kind of makes sense now. Like, he was obviously dragging their bodies in the middle of the night when no one was awake.
Yeah.
They
would never be able to do this now because everybody has those Ring doorbells.
So true. So true. Yeah. So the movie ends with... So Finn and Gwen are just chilling in an ambulance trying to cool off from what all just happened, and their father comes out and he starts apologizing, which who fucking gives a shit what this man has to say anymore. Yeah. And then the movie ends with Finny's going back into school and everyone's kind of talking about him, and I can't tell if they're talking about him in like, oh my god, that's the kid that got kidnapped, or like,
yeah, no, people say it says here the other kids see him as a legend for killing the grabber.
Okay. And then the movie ends, he's back sitting next to his crush in science. And I was like, wow, this is kind of a lame way to end it, but okay.
It's a very lame way to end it. But then again, because I went into expecting that it was going to be setting up a sequel.
And No, I told you after that. Because you were like, there's no way. Like, I can't see it.
Is it? I think you told me beforehand. Because I think I went in and I'm just like, oh yeah, this is going to set up like a thing. I think that's part of the reason why I thought Finny didn't make it out, because I'm like, oh, if there's a sequel, like something has to happen. So, but yeah, nothing happens.
Yeah. So, not confirmed that there's going to be a sequel. I think someone wrote, I forgot, I was reading it before and I forgot. I think they had an idea for a sequel and they pitched it and they like it and they want it to get picked up.
Yeah, with how much money it's made, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
It made a lot of money.
Which I'm kind of shocked about.
Me too. But then again, there was a lot of promo for it.
There was. And, like, I mean, I was interested to watch
the trailer. Yeah, and you're not even a horror fan.
Yeah.
Like, there was a lot of promo for it. And, like, even something like Nope, which is coming out in 4 days.
Yeah.
I haven't seen as much promo for it. So it's, like, really... And I think I would expect that to get more promo because, like, Jordan Peele is huge.
Yes.
So, like, I would have expected that to get more promo. But, I mean, good for this movie. I love seeing a horror movie get some good recognition and all that. We both rated it 3 stars, though.
Yeah, it was, like, it wasn't awful.
That's what I said.
After all the hype it got, I was expecting way more.
Yeah, so I watched this other channel on YouTube. Her name is Sarah Hawkinson, Possessed by Horror is her channel name.
Mm-hmm.
And even watching her review, she, like, had the exact same thought as me. Like, it was just fine.
Yeah.
Like, it was good, it wasn't, like, boring, but, like, there wasn't a lot there.
They could have gave us more.
They could have given a lot more. Like, I know it's based on a short novel, but, like, take the creative liberty and maybe add more.
Yeah. What I was mentioning before, I do like how all the calls were not trying to help him. They were trying to help him escape, but not just in that one shot. It was to help prepare him to escape and use all the tools.
Do we ever figure how many days he's taken for? I don't think we do. I don't
believe so. And I feel like it's not many.
No.
I feel like it couldn't be longer than a week.
No. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. We've realized there's a lot of plot holes in this as well. A lot of
plot holes.
First off, they never... We went to the game Naughty Boy before. We had to look up what Naughty Boy was because they didn't even explain it.
But I think it's, like, heavily implied.
Yes.
Like, watching, I'm just like, okay, I think I know what this is. But, like, they don't explicitly say it.
All right. Okay. When I, with that knowledge and the knowledge of what we know, actually it is now, were you getting the vibe that this was supposed to be his father?
What do you mean?
His father be his sister with a belt? And that's what Naughty Boy was. Okay.
I didn't get that vibe.
Okay.
Interesting. I could see where you get that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
There was other,
do you want to go through the ones that you had plot holes with?
Yes.
Because I feel like I might have some of the same ones.
First off, right off the bat, how was he hearing this phone?
Yeah, okay, so I'm taking that to be, since Gwen and his mother had powers, he must have some kind of power.
Okay.
I know.
But also, like, a backstory to the mom would have been great.
Yeah, I wanted more about that.
Just, I'd like to know more about Gwen, their mom, and Finny, and, like, what... Like, that's what I hope the sequel is, and I think you agree.
I agree. I want a Gwen
film. That, or a prequel to the Grabber's upbringing. Because it's, like, meant, like, their father doesn't want Gwen to grow up to be, like, their mother, and, like... she committed suicide. Like, what did she see that committed suicide that made her commit suicide? Like, there has to be, like, a very dark past that led them here, and there has to be something that, like, Gwen and Finny are experiencing some of the same stuff.
Yeah, and that's the only thing I can think of is that his mom having those powers. Also, I like the aspect of Gwen being having the premonitions and all that, but I almost, like, was kind of disappointed going in and, like, finding out that was kind of the whole shebang. I don't know why I didn't, I knew it was going to be, like, a paranormal thing, but, like, I wasn't expecting it to be that kind of paranormal. Like, I really thought this kid was just getting talked to by ghosts and not, like, having, like, his sister have premonitions to come find him.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, I really thought it was just going to be, like, him talking to these ghosts and, like, that's him getting out. But, like...
Oh, yeah.
And I guess it is, but, like, a lot of it is Gwen and her premonitions. So I would have rather just have a Gwen premonition movie.
For real. Excuse me. Another plot hole was, how did the Grabber choose his victims?
Yeah.
Because, I mean... Not all serial killers have, like, a typical
type.
Yeah. But that's
what that sounds.
Yeah. And I don't think the Grabber necessarily did either, but he obviously had an age range.
Yeah.
And, but, like, was he watching these kids? Are these kids damaged and broken? Did he just, like, sexually attracted to them?
I don't know, because I don't think we really, I mean, we see, like, a background of Yamada.
Yeah.
Like, Bruce, we see his backstory a little bit, and I think he has a pretty good home life from what we saw. Mm-hmm. And then Finny doesn't, so, like, it's just, like, there isn't a correlation there.
Like, Robin and Vance, like, they were, like, the bad boy, and then the paper boy kind of, I guess, was, like, the,
Yeah, so, like, it's Bruce. Just, like, a whole mix of people, so there isn't, like, a...
Concrete?
Yeah.
Type?
I don't know, maybe he's just going after ones who are, like, alone.
Yeah. I mean, technically, there doesn't have to be a type. I might, no. We just might be overlooking this, but it would have been cool to figure out what his type was. From someone that loves true crime, like, I wanted a little, I'm going too true crime into this.
Yeah, when really than, it's like a movie about premonitions.
It's,
and
yeah, it's like
a kidnapping, yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be that delved into, but also, like.
But it should be, because it can happen, and, like, it has happened.
Yeah.
When it's was the not book like list? I have no idea. But it's not like horror films like Carrie. Like, Carrie's not gonna happen in real life.
No.
Like, La Llorona is not gonna happen in real life. Halloween, on the other hand, maybe. Like, that's a little true crime-ish. I feel like if you really went into it, Scream. Yeah, it's like a
serial killer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, I feel like you have to also somewhat look through this as a true crime enthusiast. As much as I shouldn't be, but, like, how can I not?
Oh, apparently something was changed.
I did see there was a
whole article. It's not that exciting. It's just that they changed Ethan Hawke's character, the Grabber, from being a part-time clown to a part-time magician.
Oh my god, so this was John Wayne Gacy. Wayne Gacy.
Yeah, so, like, clown would have been a lot scarier, but whatever.
Yes.
Okay, I want to know when the book came out. That's all I'm trying to figure out. Okay, 2004.
Oh, that makes it least... Okay. What? I found this article, and it says, The Black Phone, All the Changes Made to Joe Hill's Sinister Short Story. First off, the Grabber's overall style and identity saw changes, which you kind of just said. Bruce Yamada's role was different in the Black Phone film. Other boys called to help Finny in the Black Phone movie. The Black Phone's Robin trained Finny to fight. Finny's family dynamic is richer in the Black Phone film. Naughty Boy doesn't exist in Joan Hill's short story. So they changed this entire movie and still somehow didn't make it good. The Grabber's brother gets more airtime in the Black Phone film. Finny had more weapons in the movie.
Okay, yeah. I'm really hearing you say this, and I'm like, why didn't they delve into that? It's a fucking 32-page story. Why did they think this was going to be good as an actual, like, 2-hour-long movie? It should have been a short film. They could have easily made this an hour and still had the same effect.
Or I feel like they could have made it longer and added more. Like, hour and 43, it's a decent length for a movie. I feel like it's the average. Push it hours and add a little bit.
They could have just kept it at 143 and just made changes. Like, there are just so many long shots of just Finny sitting in the basement doing nothing.
Yes.
And, like, I dreaded those scenes because I'm just like, I'm more interested in Gwen because she's actually doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I think they wasted a lot of the screen
time.
Okay, but not a lot.
No.
They wasted a lot of the screen time they had.
Yes. What was the other things I want to know?
I think there definitely could have been more development on the characters, too. Like, there could have been more time spent with the side characters. Like, with the Grabber and with his brother and all that.
Because brother, it was like...
Yeah, but, like, he ends up being an important part, I guess. And you only really see him, like, twice.
Yeah. I think the Grabber's more background would have been more interesting. Because, like... Yeah. Is he a normal part of society? Does he just stay in his house?
It's reminding me a lot of this book I read back in high school called The Cellar.
Okay.
And in that, the kidnapper is, like, actually going out and trying to solve the case with the community. And he goes to work every day and he comes back, but he still has the girl. And I kind of wish they would have gone
sounds
that
like
route.
That sounds a little bit like Dexter.
Kinda,
Yeah.
I don't know. There are just things they could have changed. Done differently.
What other things that I thought they could have changed? I guess we touched... I thought Finny was gay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't think I got that vibe. I can't remember.
I think it was just from the little first clip of with Bruce in the beginning.
Oh, I was thinking more with Robin.
Okay, that as well. And then obviously, Naughty Boy, I felt like, was a little kinky-ish, as disturbing as that is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked. Kind of really fucked.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah. But, like, once again, from a true crime aspect, that's
it makes 1,000%
real.
But then again, this is another thing. They could have leaned into that aspect still. I don't want to see that, yeah. obviously, but they could have leaned in more to, like, him setting these traps for these kids and, like, how he's trying to set them up to fail and mm-hmm. give him a reason to do it. Like, because obviously he's doing this to have, like, a moral reason to kill these kids.
Yes.
And, like, when Finney doesn't play, he's just like, well, I guess I don't have a reason. I'm going to kill you anyway. And yeah. I think I would have liked to have had more of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's frustrating. This movie could have been really good.
It was good. It could have just been
better. Could have been really good.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. What other unresolved things? Did you have any?
Not that I can remember. I feel like I definitely did, but... Someone did say it's very repetitive.
Yeah.
Which I can see. They also said it's pretty bland. He also said, why did the killer never check on anything in the basement? And that is actually something I thought of. Because I'm like, if you're coming down every day, why don't you notice that the bars are off the window? Why don't you notice that there's probably a shit ton of dirt? Why aren't you looking around the place?
I did think that too, especially when the whole window thing happened, when it fell down. I was like...
And also the wall. He dug a giant hole in the wall.
That is so true.
Like, and he even says at one point, the badass stereo, or sorry, that I'm reading someone's review who's saying this, after, I think it's Robin, caused him a ton of money and damages. So wouldn't you go check the basement, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they also said, this is all coming from, what is your user, sir, ma'am, I don't know who you are. The Last Nasty on Letterboxd, so that's what I'm reading. But they said that Robin cost him a ton of money and damages, what the grabber says, and also why didn't we get any motivations of him? Why was he doing any of this? Why was the phone ringing in the first place? Like, just a lot of little inconsistencies. And they ended up lowering their rating down to 2 stars.
Wow.
So... But they also agree with me that the actress who plays Gwen is the star of the show.
She is.
Yeah. I can't think of anything off the top of my head. I think it was just, like, a lot of nitpicky things.
It is.
Oh, yeah. Then this one also says that article you sent me, they said... They turn on the lights when Finney, like, leaves the house, and, like, nobody does anything, even though you can clearly see the black van is parked.
Yeah, I was thinking that, too.
Just, like, I don't know. Unless it's motion sensor lights, I don't really know. Yeah. And I did want more of Gwen and Finney's mom. Like, I just wanted to know a little bit more about that, but... yeah. Did I say anything else in my review? I said Ethan Hawke gives a great performance, which he did.
He did.
He was so sinister and vile and downright nasty. The mask he wore freaked me out. Didn't like that. The mask.
The mask. Yeah.
That was creepy. I said it's a solid horror flick, and the jump scares were effective and weren't constant like I anticipated. And when they came, they were well done and well earned. And that's coming from someone who hates jump scares. So, I didn't like them.
It's funny that, Sam, if you watched our last week's episode, you know horror is not my genre. I watched this. I was not scared. I had no jump scares.
You were watching on your laptop in your probably lit room.
Listen, I airplayed it to my Roku in my lit room.
Okay, I was in a dark theater with the... volume cranked. I'm sorry.
But I am proud of myself.
Sorry, I'm built different, I guess.
I also watched this at 10 o'clock at night and didn't have a nightmare, so...
I watched that, like, 9 o'clock at night in a dark theater and had to walk out afterwards, and there was vans in the parking lot.
I did fine.
Whatever. Have fun watching Hereditary, bitch.
I won't.
I know you won't. I really hope you find that scary, otherwise I'm just, like, completely...
Are you going to be concerned?
I'm going to be kind of concerned.
Okay. There was, what did I see about Hereditary tonight? I saw something for some reason. I don't remember why.
I saw Letterboxd is my favorite page. They posted a Be Real. Like, have you seen Be Real? Like, we have to take a picture of what we're doing at the time. And they did
Is that the one you're thinking of?
I can't wait to get to that part. Because, like, knowing the context behind that, I'm like, that's really funny.
Yeah, maybe that's what I saw.
Anyway, this isn't about... Oh my god, wait. Sorry, I'm reading the reviews now. Someone said, if Ethan Hawke kidnaps me, do not prosecute him. He caught me slipping.
Yeah.
Can confirm after meeting him. I wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind, personally. And someone else said, possibly hot take, but I strongly believe that this is one of the best horror films in recent years. I don't agree. I think X is the best horror movie of the year so far. I'm waiting for Halloween Ends to come out so I can change my statement, possibly.
Okay, I'm not going to... Obviously, I don't watch horror. Yeah. But I can see it being one of the better ones, because, like...
Oh, yeah, no, it's definitely one of the better ones, but people are saying it's, like, the best, and I don't think it is.
No.
I don't think it was... What?
X was this year.
Yeah.
Goddamn, okay. Oh my god, I watched 2 horror films this year. Who am I? I'm so proud of you.
I'm very proud of you. And now you're gonna have to watch 3 more.
Yes, I will.
You're gonna have
I'm
blast.
Gonna say 2.5. Because I feel like, guys, I feel like Fear Street's not that scary. And I feel like Halloween's not that scary.
Halloween's scary, I think, for the time it was made. But, like, watching it now, it's not.
Yeah.
Scary. It's more, like, because it's dark and... Mm-hmm. Like, stocky.
I'm convinced that film is not filmed in daylight.
Yeah,
maybe one scene? One scene?
Oh, yeah, no, there's, like, 20, 30 minutes of daylight, and the rest is all at night.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And then you go to the second one, and it's all filmed in a hospital.
Oh, good.
And it's my favorite.
I've told you I saw the clips of that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't... Do you have anything else to say about the Black Phone?
I'm trying to think, and I don't think I have anything else to say.
I will say the child actors were very good.
The acting in general was very good.
Was I talking about this with you or with my brother?
Probably your
brother. Where? Okay. It was child acting.
I didn't even know you watched this until I went on your letterbox today and saw
Me and my brother had this conversation before I watched this.
Okay.
The standard for child acting has raised significantly over the years. Yes.
Yeah.
And
we didn't have this conversation, but I figured that was where it was going.
Yes. And maybe it was my brother that saw this. He saw this a few weeks ago. And he said that the kids were really good. And it's not, like, it's not something that, like, you're shocked to say anymore. Because it's not, like, the 80s or, like, the 90 movies where, like, the kids were, like, nah.
Also, okay. A lot of time in the 80s and 90s, the kids were just, like, almost, like, CGI'd a lot to be, like, creepy kids or something like that. Like, in Pet Sematary, the kid is, like, 3 or 4. And he's, like, being, I don't know, like, just the way they edit him, like, makes him scary, but, like, he himself isn't scary.
Okay.
So I think they relied more on editing, but, like, now they're actually, like, talented. Yes. Not that they weren't talented, but, like, they're good now. Like, you don't have to put too much work into them.
Yes. Like, right now, I feel like the only child actors from back then that I can think of that were, like, phenomenal was probably the little boy in E.T., I feel he really started setting the bar.
I feel like all the Goonies were good too.
Oh, I was gonna say the little boy from The Sixth Sense, which he's still.
Oh, yeah, he was great.
Yeah.
Didn't he get nominated for an Oscar?
Yeah. He did.
Yeah.
So.
Other than that. Okay, well, you haven't watched Halloween yet, but, like, the kids were okay in that. They weren't great, but, like, they also didn't have, like, a ton of screen time, but, like, they were good.
Yeah, but, like, I'm talking about, like, kids that are, like, they're the star of the show.
Okay. I can't even think of any movies that have kids as the star, really.
Yeah.
Except for, like, little things like The Little Rascals or The Goonies and stuff like that, but, like, I don't...
Sandlot. Like,
that isn't where you're gonna be giving me a stand-up performance. Like, yeah. I feel like when you're doing a horror movie, you have to...
Yeah.
...give it your all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really wish I would have rewatched this, because I feel like I definitely had more to say when I watched it, but...
Uh-huh.
I don't remember now. I think I covered it.
There was, like, a lot of... There was a lot going on, but it was a lot of nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's it.
I think that is.
All in all, enjoyed it. I wasn't bored, but I don't really care to see it again.
If it was, like, on...
Oh, yeah, if it's, like, on the background or something, yeah. Like that, like, I'll put it on. But, like, it's not, like... It's not going on my spooky season list for rewatch and Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not one that, like, if you tell me you're wanting to get into horror, I'm not going to be like, oh, you have to see The Black Phone.
Yeah. If they want to start making more, like, of these types of movies, but elevating it, like, I'll be down.
Yeah. Because it really could have had a bit, I don't know, it could have just been better.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of missed opportunities, I find.
I gotta go back and now watch, like, reviews.
I know, I need to go watch reviews. I stayed away from watching reviews beforehand. I stayed away from watching reviews beforehand. I wish the podcast I watched, the Dead Meat podcast, I wish they did a review on it, because I usually like watching their reviews on it, but they haven't done one.
Okay. So.
Yeah. That's it, though. We don't know what we're doing next week.
Do we ever?
No, but I literally don't think there's anything on the schedule, so we'll figure that out.
Yeah.
But thank you for joining us on this episode of Enter the Fangirls. You can keep up with us on social media. Our Twitter is Enter Fangirls, and our YouTube and Instagram are Enter the Fangirls.
Make sure you follow us wherever you listen to your podcast, and we cannot wait for you to join us on our next episode. Once again, I'm Lexi.
I'm Sam, and this has been Enter the Fangirls.